Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Efforts to make schools safer with police protection and disciplinary codes can result in bizarre overreactions. Here are some recent examples of zero-tolerance nuttiness. An 8-year-old New Jersey boy who used an L-shaped piece of paper in a game of cops and robbers at recess spent 5 hours in police custody and had to make 2 court appearances before the charges were finally dropped. A 4th-grade Philadelphia girl was placed in handcuffs and taken to the police station because she took a pair of scissors to school. She didn't threaten anyone, but state law considers scissors a potential weapon. Police released her because she had not committed a crime, but she was suspended from school for 5 days. A 5-year-old St. Louis charter school student was handcuffed by police at the request of the principal, who wanted to teach the unruly boy a lesson. Miami police used a taser stun gun to shock a 6-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. The boy was threatening to injure himself with a small piece of glass. The girl was skipping school and was apparently drunk when she ran away from a police officer who was escorting her back to school. A teenage Civil War buff in New York was suspended for 21 days and charged with a misdemeanor after his replica musket was spotted in his car trunk at school along with the rest of his costume for a battle reenactment for which he had been recruited by the school. Police were called, the student was handcuffed, and he was charged with criminal possession of a weapon. Several boys in Georgia and Alabama were suspended from elementary school because they were found with little plastic toy guns. All over the country, we hear that schools are banishing cops and robbers, the game of tag, and dodgeball. These recent stories indicate that a lot of small boys are being deprived of the fun of being small boys. Sometimes I think that zero tolerance means zero common sense.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, time is the best teacher. Unfortunately, it kills all its students. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me a guest today that I always enjoy having on the air. I saw these stories. I have a couple of stories about New Mexico, and one of them happens to be about Otero County. And I have several good friends out there in that part of the country, and one of them is Johnny Oliver, who broadcasts every other day. They won't let him on the air daily, but he's on KRSY there in Alamogordo on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he knows lots of stuff about that neck of the woods. And, Johnny, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you, Derry.
Now, I'll tell our listeners, because, you know, your big brother is he is a star when he's on the Common Sense Coalition. And Johnny Oliver is G.B. Oliver's little baby brother. And Johnny grew up sort of handicapped, having someone like that working over him all of the time. But in his shadows, you didn't do too bad.
That's right. That's right. It's tough when your brother holds some highly testicle position.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today was the checker spot butterfly. You're an entomologist, are you not? I bet you don't even know what an entomologist is.
No, I'm a wildlife proctologist.
A wildlife proctologist?
Yeah.
Explain that to our listeners.
No, that's just something I used to come up with. And you remember I told you that the first time I met you? That's what I told you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Back in those days, you were a politician. That's why you knew so much about wildlife, probably. You were living the wildlife.
Yeah, it was just something, you know, every paper you picked up, and it was wildlife biologist says this and that, and that's when, you know, the endangered species was coming to light, and everything you read, it said wildlife biologist says. And I just thought, well, it was the wildlife proctologist. That's the way we could explain it the best.
Okay. Well, I want you to explain to see when I first came out, and I've been to Alamogordo, I don't know, several times, four or five times in the last 3 or 4 years. And it always bothers me when I drive over the mountain. What's the name of that mountain there where Cloudcroft is?
It's the Sacramento Mountain.
What's Sacramento doing down in New Mexico? I thought that was in California.
Well, it beats me. That's all I've ever known of.
Okay. Well, anyway, you go up to Cloudcroft, and they have these checker spot butterflies up there. And when you hit them with the windshield, they put pretty little checkers all over your car. And I thought, you know, hey, that was the thing to do. I tried to hit as many of them as I could. And now I find out that they're endangered.
Yeah, they're trying to put them on the endangered list and get them established, you know, and it's just to take away people's property is what's said.
Okay, let me read this story. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
Okay.
But It's from the Alamogordo News, but you probably, being on the radio, you don't read the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, we read it.
Do you? Okay. Most radio announcers can't read, you know. But anyway, the Otero County Commissioners are going to hold a public hearing April the 12th. Are you going to go?
I'll just have to see, probably.
Okay. They're going to hear opinions about the checker spot butterfly. Now, on March 22nd, commissioners voted 2-1 to hold a hearing. They're amending the subdivision ordinance, and habitat is a factor. The chairman of this group is Clarissa McGeehan. You know her?
You betcha.
Okay. She voted no. Well, see, I'd have voted no. She opposes dictating to landowners how they will be required to care for the butterfly, care for the plants, the food source of the butterfly, which she said will limit owners' use of their property in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's something she can't support. But then when Doug Moore and Michael Nivision, is that his name, Navajan?
Nivison.
Okay, when they got, they voted for this, and they kind of make a little sense, not a lot, but a little. They say if the county does not act, then state and federal government will. Which big brother do you want? Do you want the county, or do you want the state, or do you want the feds? Well, we don't want any of them.
No.
Then what do you do?
No, it's that's what you have. And it, the way I understand it, if they don't act on it, the state and the feds will act on it. I know all three commissioners, and Clarissa's a good commissioner, and Doug Moore's a good commissioner, and I think they probably have looked at this. I was trying to get maybe Doug Moore or Clarissa on the show with you today, and just didn't have the time because some guy called me late on it.
I called you early. It wasn't even daylight out in New Mexico when I called you.
But
the sun doesn't come up out there till 10 o'clock in the morning, does it?
No. We got mountains in the way. But that's what it is about. And at first when they came out with this, I think it was the Southwest Center for Biological Diversity wanted to put the butterfly on the emergency list. And what they said they were going to do would be, one of their deals was to put nets along the edge of the highway so the butterfly could fly up over the net and it wouldn't get in the way of the cars.
Now, I've been over that road.
Right.
I didn't see any nets.
No, but, you know, there's elk and deer in there, and they would be in those nets too, you know. But it's just another scam to take people's property rights away. And it continues to happen. You know, even we're a conservative county, I would think, and it continues to happen here.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Stay with me, Johnny Oliver. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing, as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have returned, visiting today with Johnny Oliver. He is a good friend of mine. At least I think he is. You know, you never know who your friends and who your enemies really are till the going gets rough. Is that right, Johnny?
That's right. Never give up your weapon either.
You know, it's all right to burn your bridges. Just don't ever sell your saddle.
That's right.
Anyway, let's go back to this checker spot butterfly. Because several years ago, 2001 actually, the Fish and Wildlife Service wrote this in the Federal Register. So all you have to do is go back to the Federal Register and you can learn all about this critter. But they concluded that nearly every activity in Cloudcroft is tourist-based. Now, I've never been to Cloudcroft. I've been through it, but I've never been there. Does that make sense, Johnny?
Sort of.
Yeah, I just stay on the highway. You know, I'm so glad. After you drive that far from Missouri to New Mexico, why you feel like you can't stop now. You know what I mean?
Well, once you get to Cloudcroft, it's all downhill.
It is.
There.
It sure as the world is. Anyhow, Cloudcroft sits up on top of that mountain.
That's right.
And there are a lot of people go up there to recreate.
Right.
Now, here's what the Federal Register says, the Fish and Wildlife Service put in the Federal Register. They say the tourist base economy of Cloudcroft infringes on this checker spot butterfly's habitat because of mountain biking, off-road vehicles, camping damages the eggs, livestock step on the eggs. See, these people that are out there, you know, the tourists bring livestock with them.
Right.
And the livestock step on the eggs. Vehicles on paved highways hit the butterflies. Habitat is destroyed by extreme weather. We got to do away with extreme weather.
That's right.
Periodic droughts hurt the butterflies. Commercial and private development hurt the butterflies. Clearing and mowing activities kill the butterflies.
Right.
As well as lack of forest development from 100 years of fire suppression that allowed the encroachment of conifers into the meadows.
That's right.
Now and we still have those butterflies.
Right.
You'd think they're tough little critters if they could put up with all that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, if you just look at that, what you said, it is you take the people off of that land. And the way you do is you name them mountain biking, off-road vehicles, and camping. Okay, that covers the sort of the tourist activities. After that, you take the livestock off there. That's the people that are already on the land right now. So you take them off of the land, and you then we go into the extreme weather. Well, I imagine that's probably having something to do with global warming. And commercial and private development, that means they don't want you making any money off of that property. And heavy clearing and mowing activities, that means get in touch with them and they'll tell you what you can do. And all it is to get you off the land.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Johnny, I want to change the subject here in a moment or two, but very quickly, do you see this a checker spot butterfly as another spotted owl issue that they just want to wreck the economy in that area?
Exactly. That's what the whole purpose is. It's probably to gather up land. In fact, Derry, I think we have 160 acres right, our family does, right in the center of this area that we're
really
talking about. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a checker spot butterfly?
Don't even care. I think God takes care of all that. And, you know, that's a little bit more than what I'm capable of doing is taking care of something like that. We just do the best we can and continue on. And, you know, I think it's a lack of faith that people have in this country that, you know, it's almost like another God. You know, God will take care of these things and we'll take care of them. You respect the land. You do the best for it. The best conservation people there are is the people that own the land.
You know, I had a story the other day. Maybe I don't think I used it on the air. I think I forget. I just can't remember. I do so many articles. I think it's already appeared in one of our chronicles. But it has to do with the southern tree farmers in South Carolina and Georgia,
right,
and in that area.
Down in the south.
Down in the south. And my son was home one day, and he said, you know, I don't understand why we don't grow trees out here. I said, what do you mean grow trees? I said, there's trees everywhere. He said, yeah, but they're the wrong kind. You know, it takes these white oaks, you know, 80, 100 years, same way with black walnut, to make a log. And he says, out in South Carolina, he says, I've been out there 20-some years, and he said, I've already seen plantations grow up and harvest and start again. And he said, anyway, that, you know, these tree farmers use this as an income. Of course, we do, too, but we just cut what's there. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it grows up, fine. If it doesn't, we don't worry too much about it. And anyway, the ecologist, oh, they thought it was terrible that they clear cut these trees, you know, and do all these things. Well, took a survey, and they had like 100 different college professor type people go through this timber and determine what, and they found out that this was the best, most economical timber harvesting plan in the world. That they could grow more acres, they could grow more board feet of timber in the South, in these states, and do it more economically and harvest it more economically than any place in the whole wide world. And, well, you never saw the results of those surveys printed because they're not politically correct. See, that goes against what the greeny weenies say.
Exactly.
So anyway, but the interesting thing is, why are they so much better than why the timber so much better there than it is anywhere in the world? Well, you know, the land isn't any better there, that's for sure. That old red soil, you know, I mean, it's nothing like what we have, you know, along the Missouri River Valley or up in Iowa and Illinois and that good farming country. But, hey, the Forest Service doesn't have anything to do with this.
Right. It's privately owned, and they take care of it. And something that I saw, John Stossel had a report. I don't know if you saw it on TV, but I was sort of shocked on how private land is so much better than government land because they take care of everything.
Why, sure, and you don't have a bunch
of... on fire suppression.
You don't have a bunch of bureaucrats making the decisions.
That's right. You don't have people sitting in offices that doesn't have any kind of field experience in raising something like animals or plants or any of that. They have gone and got them a college education and went straight to the office.
And they studied from professors who studied from professors who wrote a book, and none of them knew what they were talking about. You know, I saw something just the other day. Now we're into this animal agriculture thing, and the Homeland Security people are quite concerned that there's going to be a problem with animal agriculture, that the bad guys are going to give us mad cow disease or something. And then they go into detail on this, what we need to do to protect our animals. And they talk about we need barns that you can put that are weatherproof. And can you imagine putting America's cow herds in a barn?
No.
I mean...
I think the cows would be rather unhappy.
Yeah. Not only would they be unhappy, but what kind of a barn would it take? You know, we don't have a lot of cattle, but we run about 200 mama cows. What kind of a barn would it take to house those things?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, out in your country, it's not unusual at all for somebody to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds or even thousands of head of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
I just came from South Dakota where a gentleman that I visited with, he runs like 1,700 yearling heifers.
Wow.
So, you know, it's... Anyway, these people have no idea of what they're talking about, yet they write the rules, they write the regulations. And when we come back, I want to talk very quickly about no more new wells in New Mexico. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it.
Well, your governor, Bill Richardson, as a water boss, Bill Hume... And, hey, they got this thing figured out. They don't care what the people want. They're going to go full speed ahead.
That's
Stay
right.
tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, what do people in China call their good plates? Derry Brownfield!
And we're back visiting with Johnny Oliver from Alamogordo, New Mexico. Johnny, I've been talking about the water situation, these watershed situations here, I say here, across this nation. The powers that be want to control the water. You mentioned if they can control the butterflies, you know, they can control the people at Cloudcroft. If they control the water, they control everybody.
Right, exactly.
And they're trying to put meters on our wells here in Missouri. I know in several other states they already have metered private wells. Now I have a little story here this morning concerning Governor Bill Richardson. Do you know him?
Well, not personally.
Well, I thought he'd call you when he wanted to make a decision.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he'd like to talk to me or not.
Why not?
Well, he's just...
You go at it wrong. If you take him out and buy him a couple of cool ones and a prime rib, you know you could get to be his friend. But these guys are for sale.
Yeah, he and Jesse Jackson are two of the same kind.
Okay. Anyway, he has a water boss he calls Bill Hume. Now, the governor is serious, says Bill. The question is not if, but how. In other words, they are going to crack down on who can drill a water well. We're talking about private individuals now that want a well in their, you know, they're going to go out here, they're going to build a house, they want water, they're going to drill a well.
Mm-hmm.
Richardson and the state engineer, John D. Antonio are weighing their options on the growing number of wells that they say could impair senior water rights or the state's ability to meet interstate water delivery obligations. Now, they're hearing from real estate developers, real estate agents, people that live in the rural areas and want water. So anyway, they tried to pass some legislation, and they got it defeated. I guess you guys whumped on that, didn't you?
Well, we tried.
But anyway, they didn't get it passed. But now they say that are going to do it administratively. And you know, this stuff, this is what happens all of the time. Just like this animal ID business, there's no way that you could get this animal identification thing through Congress.
No. Nope.
But it comes from the Department of Agriculture. Hey, we just made an administrative judgment here. We've got to have every animal in the United States tagged.
That's right.
With an RFID tag.
You don't need any legislatures like that.
So, anyhow, what's going on? Are you going to lose your ability to drill wells there in New Mexico?
Well, they keep on trying to do that, and they keep on pushing. I don't know if they can get it done. I know of a man that they told him put a meter on a well, and he didn't for a while, and then he caved in and he did it. I don't think there's anything they can do to you if you don't, to tell you the truth. I don't think they can...
Why would they do this to a man?
Well, I mean, they start it one guy at a time, and that's just, and then after a while it becomes the norm. But what they do is try to push these things, and then after a while you look over there, your neighbor's got one, and they say you got to put one on too. And people do it instead of going and researching and fighting these things. I don't think they're able to do it myself.
Yeah, that's they call that winning through intimidation.
Right. And all the government agencies are professionals at it. I think probably like it has something to do with smart growth. They control the water and then they totally have you. And they can put you wherever they want you because you won't be able to move out of the city there. And then they have you captured inside. And my own beliefs are that's what they're doing. If they can control the water, that's the way the West was won, and that's the way they'll win it again.
But, you know, the West was really won with a .45, windmills, and barbed wire.
That's right. And when they homesteaded it, they homesteaded around the permanent water, that like a spring or something there, and they were able to develop that water and make something of it there. And if they control that water, then they control the land around it. So I really look at it as the government taking control of the water than they have. You know, there's no place else to go.
Well, the governor is saying that, hey, if we can't get this thing the way we want it, then we will help any county that is interested pass an ordinance. The state will assist them.
You bet. You betcha. And that probably comes with quite a bit of money and a list of stuff that you have to do behind it.
Anyhow, Johnny, I hate to let you go so early in the hour.
No problem.
But I just appreciate you coming on and helping me when I need help.
Well, you got a great show. I just wish more people listened. I mean, I wish you could get spread out all over the place because you have an excellent show and you're coming out with the truth, and that's what it takes.
Well, you and Mike do a good job. I've been there, and I've heard you guys a few times.
You know, I would love for you to come down and do some shows with us.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been there. I have done some shows with you.
Yeah, but
I've been there.
A bunch of the shows.
It's your turn to come to Missouri. I'll tell you what. I'll furnish everything we need. You know, we'll eat good steaks. We'll have a good time. I'll furnish the horses. Just bring your own saddle. And you got to bring old GB along with you.
Okay, Terry. Thank you for that.
Looking forward to it. Johnny Oliver.
Hey, you have a good day.
Thanks for everything. Let's now go to Ted Trakillis. Hey, Ted, you on the air?
Yes, Terry. How you doing?
All right.
I've been listening to the conversation a little bit here, and of course, you know, every time you got government regulations, you've got people there making decisions that they know nothing about.
Absolutely, and yeah. I refer to these people, you know, that they live in high-rise apartments, work in air-conditioned offices, and they have no conception of what it's like out there where you get, you know, where you get the cow pucky on your shoes.
Absolutely. We've had that problem in our industry. When we first started making ozone back in 1946, people started coming out with all this anti-ozone stuff, and no one knew what they were talking about. And even today, we were in a coffee shop in southern Ohio, and they put in one of my SS8s to get rid of the cigarette smoke, because they still allow people to smoke and have coffee and donuts.
You mean they'll let you smoke in Ohio?
Well, occasionally.
Boy, you're not politically correct out there, are you?
Not yet. But anyway, so they put an SS8 in. It cleaned up the air. It cleaned up everything. And a health official came in, and he started telling this guy it was illegal, not unlawful, illegal to have an air purifier, an ozone machine in his operation, and have people coming in there. Now, meanwhile, everybody's in there suffering from secondhand smoke. Everybody is in there having coffee and donuts in the morning, and we're killing Staphylococcus, Streptococcus, E. coli, Salmonella. We're getting rid of the secondhand smoke, all of this stuff, and we're not an ozone machine. We're an aeronizer. We've created 04, 06, 08, 010. I had to spend about 8 hours, I'm not exaggerating this, to put together a letter and a packet to send to the health department to show him that we are not ozone, that we are producing something much finer, much cleaner, and much more effective without the oxides of nitrogen that ozone was notorious for. Meanwhile, he's showing him literature off the internet from the EPA that goes back to 1996, that's 9 years old. He's not aware of the fact that the USDA approved ozone as a GRAS status, meaning generally regarded as safe to be used in the food processing business. He's unaware of the fact that we're killing Staphylococcus and Streptococcus, and we even kill the influenza virus. And he's dictating to this guy. And I said, look, if you want to do something, don't go to him. Come to me. And I wrote a nice long letter to this guy from the health department, sent him all the literature, all the tests that were conducted by USDA laboratories.
Why would the USDA be involved in this?
Well, because the man serves food, all right? And because he serves food, they're afraid that he's contaminating the food, that he's contaminating the people's lungs down there with ozone and all this stuff. The guy's from a very small community. So I had a laboratory test done not only by EPA laboratories but also by USDA laboratories showing that we kill things like E. coli and Listeria. I would think he'd be more concerned with all this E. coli breaking out all over the United States about our machines being able to control E. coli and kill it on contact as opposed to somebody getting secondhand smoke and our machine possibly interfering with that process. And because he's so uneducated, that's the word, uneducated about what's going on, he's making value judgments that have nothing to do with what's going on in this man's retail store.
Yeah, but he wears the badge, he carries the big stick, and by gosh, he's got the authority and he's gonna use it.
Well, he did. He did use it. Matter of fact, the man took the machine down and wasn't using it until he got my report. And I talked to the salesman who put the machine in about 3 weeks ago. He says the machine's back up because the man who owns the coffee shop and the food, the restaurant, put the machine back up after you got my material. And I haven't heard from the health department yet. I'm not saying I won't hear from them, but I'm saying they haven't responded because basically I think I overwhelmed them with information.
And we're overwhelmed by the clock. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
And we have returned. We're visiting now with Ted Fakilis. He is the Aeronizer guy. Ted, you were talking about how one of your pieces of equipment was in a restaurant. And here comes the health inspector and said, hey, you can't do this. And then the clock caught us, and we had to stop. Just as you said, you overwhelmed them.
Well, we sent so much information to them. For example, we have a test that we just received ourselves from EMSL Analytical Laboratories of a house here in Ohio that I can't mention the name of the person in the house, but a woman and her five-year-old son had been living in the house for 2 years, and they were chronically ill. And so they brought in an IAQ specialist, an indoor air quality specialist, to do a swab test of her living environment. And what I'm going to tell you is a fact, because we have reports here that I can send to people if they want to see it. When they did the swab test, the before, they had 196 million count of staphylococcus, which is deadly. They had a 210 million count of micrococcuses, meaning so many different coccuses, bacteria that were there. They also had some a fungi, such as Rhizopus, Penicillium, and Rototorula.
Now, why would that be? Did they keep cats in the house or something?
No, it's just something. It's an older house. It's a house that's probably more than 30 or 40 years old. It's probably something that came in and started growing there without them knowing it. And then as this thing grew in the humidity, the winters, and whatever, without checking it, this stuff just grows and grows and grows and grows. It's not something that grows for a period of time and then dies. It perpetuates itself. It continues to until somebody puts a stop to it. So we put an air purifier in there, and we ran it for 120 hours for 5 days. They came back and did another swab test, and they sent this off to an IMSL analytical laboratory, which is an EPA-certified laboratory, and the results showed that in 120 hours, we reduced it from those counts all the way down to none detected.
Really?
We eradicated it entirely with one of our units for just 5 days. Now, it was a bigger unit than our normal unit, but a period of time using an SS-8, which is our most popular unit, the SS-8's about the size of a shoebox.
That's the one I have.
That's the one you have. And it will do the job. It'll take a little longer, but it will do the job because once you kill it, it's not coming back. And you're using nature's oxygen. What we do is we take it and we raise it to a higher level than O3, which is ozone, to O4, O6, O8, O10. We call it Aaron. Aaron is our trademark for all of the allotropic, all the larger molecules in ozone. So now when people get our unit, it smells like fresh air. I want to read a letter I just got in the mail today. I was at the post office. I was excited about it. It's dated March the 26th. It says, you may recall this past summer I purchased a model SS4X Aaronizer from you. My problem was I have three dogs and sometimes added a slight odor to my home. All I wanted to do is eliminate those odor and any pet dander. Your Aaronizer did a great job, and my house has had fresh, clean-smelling air since the day I plugged your system into the wall. Now, here's the rest of the story. He actually puts that in bold print. Here's the rest of the story. You may recall me telling you that I have, for the past several years, had several health problems and have caused my immune system to be very weak. Without fail, every winter I would get frequent colds, sinuses, and flu infections, requiring me to medicate and stay in bed for several days. Recently, I realized that this winter I have not had one cold, sinus, flu, or any infection. Nothing. Now, how's that for a letter?
And the dogs were healthier, too. Hey, let's take another break. Ted will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
The Derry Brownfield Show. It's heard on some of the greatest radio stations on earth, like this one. But not everyone can hear Derry on their local station. But before you fire up the PC, listen to Derry on your local radio station and support local sponsors first. Now, for those out of range, you can listen to Derry online at www.derrybrownfield.com. You can listen live or play an archived show. On top of that, Derry has some of the greatest sponsors in the world, and some of them can only be seen on DerryBrownfield.com. So visit our online sponsors, because supporting them supports the Derry Brownfield Show. For those out of range and those not connected to the web, you can listen by way of shortwave radio at 12.160. And to reach Derry on the air, call 1-800-973-3779. And when you can't get Derry on the air, get him online at DerryBrownfield.com.
And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, Ted. Just tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and the Aaronizer.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say that we're extending the deadline. If they call in today at 877-605-9200 and ask for a catalog and give them their name and address, that 20% discount off the old prices will be extended to those listeners today. Again, it's 877-605-9200. That's a unit that the SSA that I mentioned is normally $550. The old price, the new price is $600. Yet we're giving a 20% discount off of the SS8 off the old price if they'll call in between now and the end of the month and take advantage of this offer, because the allergy season is coming, and of course we are fantastic with pollens and dust and all kinds of things that float in the air, because we will remove those through ionization. Again, it's an inexpensive cost to them, and remember, we extended the warranty on all our new units now to 4 years unconditionally. We want the people to feel that it's the last air purifier, not filter, not ultraviolet bulb, but it's the last air purifier they ever have to purchase. And these units are made out of stainless steel. They're low voltage, meaning you can use these units, and it's about 40 to 50 watts, less than a 60-watt bulb to operate these units. Again, that's 877-605-9200, and they can get a 20% off all the old prices, regardless of the model, for the next few days, as long as they get registered at this phone number. And they'll send them out a catalog and the literature and all the letters and testimonials showing that what we say on your air, Derry, is the written word. It is proof. It's verified by not our company, but outside agencies.
Right. And agencies that Well, the EPA, the USDA, we're talking about government agencies, government laboratories.
Well, they're not necessarily government, but people who are certified by the government.
Okay.
I'd rather say that than say that we have to rely on government people to... I'd rather say these are certified, meaning these people don't work for the government, they don't work for us, they're independent laboratories who are paid by people such as us to give us the truth. So therefore, I mean, we have our own laboratory. We verify this every day, but I can't put my name on any of these tests because these tests would be biased on my part. So we have to find an independent third party, not the government, not our company, but somebody who has no profit in giving us the truth.
Okay, now, the aeronizer that most people would have for their homes.
Well, that would probably be the SS4X. Because it is a good unit, and people can sleep with it. They can put it in their bedroom. They can control the output. It retails right now for around $365. The old price is $330. So they would get a $66 discount off of the SS4X with a 4-year unconditional warranty. Now, if you compare that to any of these air filters that use plates that you have to clean that don't work, or they use ultraviolet bulbs that burn out in 1 year and you have to replace the bulb, sometimes the bulb can be more expensive than the air purifier itself. Now, remember, ultraviolet bulbs produce ozone in such small quantities, it would take 200 of those ultraviolet bulb systems to equal one of our SS4Xs, which is the $330 unit at our suggested retail right now.
But you don't produce ozone.
No, we produce O4, O6, O8, O10 without the oxides of nitrogen. No poisons associated with our product.
Well, like I've said, we've had one now for, a couple of years or longer, and it does exactly what you say it's going to do. I've gone into detail in the past, but it will clear up odors that... And I'll throw this out very quickly, but we have a little cabin back in the woods, and once in a while a squirrel will get in the wall and die. And it'll even clear that up. So,
but we can deodorize skunks. We've done that. We've got letters where people – I have one letter from a woman who takes these baby skunks that are abandoned, and she has to raise them in her house until they're old enough to go out on their own. And her house, of course, has an odor to it until she bought one of our units. And now people cannot believe that she has baby skunks running around in her house. You know, and there's no odor. We can deodorize ferrets. Ferrets have a very peculiar odor. I'll tell you a funny story. A woman next
door. We're about out of time, real quick.
All right. She has cockatiels, and she smokes. She bought one of our SS4Xs, couldn't believe how effective it was. Her cockatiels start laying eggs. She said, "You're not going to believe this, but my one cockatiel laid 8 eggs this last week." Now, they're starting to have, you know, because it improves the quality of the air so much, it takes the stress out of the air.
And we're out of time.
Well, you take care, Derry. Nice talking to you, and I hope your readers take advantage of this situation.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.